A pastor in India was the latest target of a deadly religious attack. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The story we're about to share with you is devastating, but not unusual, and it highlights the hostility facing the body of Christ in India. Plus, God is using a coalition of ministries to get the Bible in even more sign languages. A breakthrough coming your way in just a few moments. But let's get started. The sentiment in India is that to be truly Indian, one must be Hindu. And the nationalism has become so extreme, it's gotten deadly, and it's getting international attention. Open Doors USA's David Curry explains.
This pastor, Pastor Gideon, was harassed, beaten over the last 6 months, and then, of course, he's found brutally murdered by these Hindu extremists. And the government of India, which is number 11th, as you said, on the world watch list, needs to realize they are part of this.
But these attacks aren't limited to just churches and individuals.
They're already harassing Indian ministries. I know of several cases where people who run camps or people who run charitable ministries, Indians now, born and raised, are being arrested and put into prison because they're Christian.
Foreign Christian nonprofit organizations have already been pushed out of the country, too.
Their ambassador regularly lies about this subject. The prime minister distances himself from it, but his prime people are on TV regularly saying they're going to push every Christian out of India by 2021. So it's time to get real with India.
You can help your brothers and sisters in Christ by being a voice for them and sharing their stories, and pray creative boldness for gospel workers who remain. We'll reveal some of the how-tos of both at our website. Next, as Indonesia continues to make plans to move its capital city to the island of Borneo, opportunities for ministry keep expanding. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
Many new people are moving here. We've had an influx of several Muslim families, and we see new mosques being built. So this migration is a great challenge, but it's also a great opportunity.
In fact, after some Christians had prayed with a Muslim woman, the woman asked if the church would start a women's ministry. This way, other Muslim women could come and learn about Jesus.
If it's this women's ministry that's, let's say, taking place in a home, more women will be encouraged, well, I'm just going over and having tea at my friend's home, rather than I'm going to church on Sunday morning. And people or friends from the mosque would be going, what are you doing? But no one's going to question her going to her friend's home for tea and having a conversation about Jesus or engaging in Bible study because it's outside the structural context of a church. So we see some great things happening already in Muslims coming to know Christ.
And the Every Tribe, Every Nation movement has an incredible all-access goal to get a full Bible into every language used by at least 500,000 people by the year 2033. For languages used by smaller populations, they're hoping to have at least 25 chapters of Scripture translated by the same year. J.R. Buckley, the president of Deaf Bible Society, says that all-access goal includes sign languages. And this year, Deaf Bible Society, along with their ministry partners, are hoping to start 25 new sign language Scripture translations toward this goal.
To start those type of projects in 25 sign languages next year will be huge. It'll be the most acceleration we've ever seen in sign language Bible translation.
Sign language Bible translations have a long road ahead of them. As we mentioned yesterday, the data on global sign languages is still fairly new, and it's always changing.
We're really looking for ambassadors. And so how people could really help is pray, but praying in a sense of, Lord, would you have me truly become an ambassador for this cause? Someone that waves the banner for the sign language movement among my Sunday school group, among my church, among my community, in order to see that more deaf people will be reached with the gospel than ever before.
Find your place in any of these stories at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.